Stalin was not alone in finding it difficult to control his own children. Leonid Khrushchev, Nikita's eldest son from his first marriage, was notorious as a ne'er-do-well. He had settled down, married Lubov Kutozova, with whom he had a little girl, Yulia, and shown courage as a bomber pilot, though he remained a drunken brawler. Leonid fatally wounded a fellow officer while attempting to shoot at a bottle balanced on a pilot's head. Leonid was court-martialed. Stalin, who would not save Yakov, did not want to pardon Khrushchev's son, as Molotov recalled. However, Leonid was not sentenced, but allowed to retrain as a fighter pilot. He was shot down during a dogfight near Smolensk, and never found. Rumors spread that he had turned traitor, which, in Stalin's system, cast doubt on his widow, Lubov, who was seen at the theater with an amazingly attractive French military attaché. Lubov was probably denounced by Khrushchev's chief bodyguard. She was arrested, interrogated, and condemned. Later that summer, it was Mikoyan's turn. His younger boys, Vano, 15, and Sergo, 14, were friends with the unhinged son of Shakurin, the aircraft production commissar. Volodya Shakurin played a silly but risky game in which he pretended to appoint a mock government with the teenage Mikoyans as ministers, all recorded in his exercise book. Then Volodya fell in love with Nina, daughter of Ambassador Umansky, who was just leaving for his next posting. "I won't let you go," young Shakurin told Nina. The school children were walking across the Kamenny Most, close to the Kremlin, when Shakurin borrowed Vano Mikoyan's pistol, which he had been lent by his father's bodyguards. The boy ran ahead with Nina, then shot her dead and killed himself. A horrified Vano Mikoyan ran back to the Kremlin to tell his mother. The NKGB discovered the gun belonged to the young Mikoyans, who were also ministers in the schoolboy government, which was obviously a conspiracy. Vano was arrested and taken to the Lubyanka. Mikoyan knew that this could only happen with Stalin's permission. The shrewd Armenian decided not to appeal to Stalin so as not to make things worse. 10 days later, Sergo was also arrested and taken to the Lubyanka in his pajamas. "I must tell Mama." "It'll only take an hour," they replied. 26 schoolboys were arrested and imprisoned, including Stalin's nephew, Leonid Redens. The secret police reported the children's innocence, but Stalin replied, "They must be punished." This was so vague that no one was quite sure what to do with the young prisoners. The boys were imprisoned and interrogated for 6 months. Then the interrogation ceased, and the children became really frightened. Sergo's interrogator showed him a confession that he had been a participant in an organization to overthrow the existing government. "Just sign, and you can see your mother again." "I won't sign. It's not true," said Sergo. "It doesn't make any difference," bellowed the interrogator. "Sign, you go home. If not, back to your cell. Listen." Sergo could hear his mother's voice in the next room. All the children signed their confessions. "Of course," recalled Sergo, "this could have been used against my father." Sergo and Vano were driven with their mother back to the Kremlin. But the matter was not closed. After 3 days at home, the children had to go into exile. They spent a year in Stalinabad, cared for by their housemaid. Stalin never forgot the case, and later considered using it against Mikoyan.